Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Worth repeating. No show tomorrow, Seahawks. But Dan Lanning and Joey Harrington will be on our show on Friday. So make sure you tune in for some hot Ducks Penn State coverage.
Yes, sir.
Here on the show. Biggest Oregon true road game since?
Ohio State?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and that was what? That was Cristobal, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Cristobal.
So this is Dan Lanning's biggest true road game?
Yes.
And that's not
definitely
even close.
No. I mean, this is what?
We talked about this yesterday, but his biggest true, he only has one true road win in the top 25 at Oregon.
Yeah.
And it was at Utah in 2023.
Also just three opportunities.
Right, one and two.
So this is what, six versus three, if I'm not mistaken?
That's correct.
So, I mean, yeah, this is huge.
Now, what was Ohio State ranked that year? Was that 22? Yeah, 22? No, 21.
I think they were top five, top six, because that was C.J. Stroud, and they had all those great receivers. And, I mean,
Ohio State was six, Oregon was 22.
Yeah. Okay.
So the fact that this is six versus three, and Penn State was picked to win the Big Ten, and I mean, this is supposed to be Penn State's year, and they haven't looked great in these first three games, but, you know, Ohio State was replacing so much, new quarterback, Ohio State replacing a bunch, Michigan's kind of fallen off, and Penn State brought everyone back, hit the transfer portal hard, Allard came back, both backs. I mean, this is supposed to be Penn State's year, and Franklin just has not been able to get over the hump. And so I just think there's a lot of pressure. And then Oregon, we think Oregon is one of the best teams in the country, but haven't been tested. So, you know, whiteout, you know, primetime game. How could you? This is as good as it gets.
And I tell you, there's a lot of weird factors working against Oregon, but I'm not sure any of them really matter that much.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Penn State on a bye,
home,
revenge, Oregon not been tested. That's a tough place to have your first big true road game.
Yeah, for a lot of these guys.
For a lot of these guys, including Dante Moore. Mm-hmm. Like, they're in a tough spot here.
Yes.
But at the same time, we just heard that promo, the Dirt and Spray. I forget who they were talking to, but most people think it's pretty much even. Like, these two teams are...
Well, it's a 3.5-point spread, and it's at home, so you figure a neutral field, you're basically a pick'em game at this point.
So it's kind of a toss-up, which is, you know, this is the best kind of games.
Yeah.
I was reading about Drew Aller today,
mm-hmm.
and he is the Penn State quarterback.
Yes.
And, you know, he was saying that he's overthinking things right now.
Yeah.
He's pressing a little bit.
I can see that.
Because they were talking about how in his senior year, the pressure... They had Greg McElroy on there, and he was talking about, they had a quote from him. He said, yeah, when you get to your senior year, Drew Aller has been there for 4 years.
Yes.
Which is very rare.
Has been a full-time starter for three of those years.
Yeah, and his is a senior year, and McElroy was talking about how when you get to that place and you're all this hype and you're expected to actually get over the hump your senior year, it creates a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And it sounds, because time is running out, and it sounds like Drew Aller is kind of feeling that a little bit. He even said he's overthinking things and has in the first couple of games. But he said in this game, you know, you just got to let her rip. Can you name this? This is where the trivia question comes in. It was from the same article.
Okay.
Can you name the only quarterback to stay 4 years at one school and win a title in his senior year? Now, this is only over the last 20 years.
God, 4 years, same school, and win a title.
His senior year. Now, there are other guys who have won a title, have played 4 years.
Sure.
At a school, or five, and won a title before their last year. But this guy in particular was in the Drew Aller. He was in that same scenario of didn't get over the hump, didn't get over the hump, didn't get over the hump, and now it's the last run. A little bit obscure.
Now, is it a way back, or am I getting...
Well, last 20 years.
The last 20. Give me a hint. Is it the last hand? I've got
it. It's a little obscure. It is not the last handful of years, but, I mean, you know who won
playoff
title.
Era or not?
What does that even mean?
I mean, was it when we had the playoff, or was it like BCS, just title game era?
No, it was before the...
Because I'm trying to think. So Burrow wasn't at LSU.
No.
Burrow's good. He won as a senior, he was a transfer.
He was a transfer. Stetson Bennett was a transfer at Georgia, and he won his senior year. But...
So let me give you a couple of guys. You have Tim Tebow. And this is not the answer to the trivia question,
that's
by
good,
the way.
Though.
But Tim Tebow would be a good guess. It's just that he won in his junior year. Matt Leinart, same thing. He won as a sophomore and then technically again as a junior. And then Ken Dorsey won in his third year, not his last year. This guy, that's the distinction with this guy. And there's only one.
Is it like a Troy Smith, maybe?
Ooh, that's a good guess.
No, but think way back. Again, 20 years. So 2005 years. Would be the first year.
Craig Krenzel?
Oh, that's
You're
good.
Getting closer.
So I was, yeah.
The right skin color.
He's a white guy.
He is a white guy.
An exciting white.
He did play in the NFL, but not very well.
God
bless him. AJ McCarron?
Wrong.
Greg McElroy.
Wrong.
Damn.
You got the right conference.
Like one of the LSU guys.
Yep.
I always forget who won.
Did Matt Flynn?
Matt Flynn. Nice work, boys. You got it.
Kinda.
You got it.
Yeah, because most of the guys, like someone guessed Vince Young. Vince Young didn't stay till he was a senior.
No.
Vince Young bolted. Yeah. Normally, when you win a national title, you're like, deuces, I'm gone. So you knew it had to be someone that wasn't great.
I like the guy that guessed Peyton Manning. Like,
Peyton never.
Hello.
Never
he didn't even win the SEC, did he?
I don't think he ever won the SEC. The funny thing about Peyton Manning is the year after Peyton Manning left, they won the whole damn thing with T. Martin.
And Peerless Price.
Yeah. They beat Florida State. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that was the first ever BCS championship.
So Penn State hasn't beaten a top 10 team in Happy Valley in 9 years.
Yeah. Franklin's record against top teams is dreadful.
We talked about that
yesterday. 4-20 or something like
that? Yeah, it's not good.
4-20 against the top 10.
Yeah.
And that's typically Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah.
But Aller, 5-7 in his career at Penn State against top 25 teams.
Hmm. Well,
not very good.
No, I have watched Penn State. They've played Nevada, Florida International, and Villanova. And they've won those games handily. 46-11, 34-0, 52-6. I'm telling you, watching those games, every one of those, you will leave thinking that Penn State is something's off. They just, they have not, even though those scores are lopsided, they're one of the worst third down teams in the Big Ten. Drew Aller only has 4 touchdowns on the year, and their offense kind of gets ground down at times. It doesn't really look that impressive. And so you look at the numbers and you figure out it's just patsies and they're blowing people out. And by the way, he may be pressing. They may just be like holding stuff back because these are slappy teams that they don't have to break out anything. But this is what I say about Oregon. In the first 2 weeks, Oregon looked better than anyone in the country. The last 2 weeks, Oregon looks as good as the other teams around the country. Because a lot of these teams have kind of scuffled along like Penn State. What I know about Oregon is I know Oregon's top end is scary good. What I don't know is what's Penn State's top end, because I haven't seen it. Even against Villanova, the 52-6, I'm telling you, it wasn't like this absolutely dominating performance.
It didn't look that good. They got stopped on some third and fourth and shorts. It looked weird. It was
so.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. Does Penn State have another gear and it comes out against Oregon, or is this another year where Penn State's really good and they're not as good as the elite teams? Like, I mean, I go back to the Big Ten title game. Now that did come down to one possession. Remember, we had the interception. I forget who made the interception on the
side. Nico Reed.
Nico Reed. But, you know, and that was an 8-point game with Penn State driving with a chance to tie it. So I have no doubt that this is going to be a good game. I just, Penn State has to prove it to me. You have to prove that you are at this level. And there's nothing I've seen this year from those three games that lead me to believe that they are.
I think there's a lot of people that feel that way about Penn State, including probably Penn State fans.
Well, and Drew Aller, I mean, you just said it. He's like, I don't know, I'm pressing right now.
Well, they have to win this game.
Yeah.
I mean, Penn State really, this is such a bigger game for Penn State than it is Oregon.
Yes.
In my opinion. And that's
couldn't
just,
agree more.
That's another reason why I feel like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know. I just think Oregon is in a tough, they're in a tough spot here.
Yeah.
Because Penn State, after Oregon, again, they're hosting number 6. Mm. They've got this label that they never beat top 10 teams. Well, after Oregon, they play UCLA Northwestern, but then they have to travel to Iowa at Ohio State, who is currently ranked number 1, and then they host Indiana.
Yeah.
So if they don't win this, they're in real danger of missing the playoffs should they stumble in two of those three tough games in a row there, mid-October through early November.
Yeah. And
that's assuming they don't stumble anywhere else.
Yeah. And look, I'm not trying to sit here and crap all over Penn State. I just need to see it.
Whereas Oregon, I think Oregon, if you look at their schedule, you know, I think a lot of people, some people maybe even chalk this game up. Okay, might lose that game. Yeah. That's a tough one, Happy Valley, early in the season. Okay, after that, where do you see Oregon losing?
It's unless, Indiana, SC, and UW are the only other games that would.
And Indiana and USC are at home, and UW is not ranked.
Yes. Well, the thing about Oregon, too, is you can lose two games.
Exactly.
So
that's what I'm saying about. That's why Penn State really needs this game because they could only lose two games if they want to go to the playoff.
Yes.
And boy, if you're saying that they're gonna lose to Oregon and then not stumble but one other time with that schedule,
it's tough.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. I just think the other one I want to see is in every one of these big games. And again, Lanning's only been there a handful of years. In the big games, whether it's Georgia, whether it was the Big Ten title game, whether it was both Ohio State games, you know what has not shown up in any of these games? It's Oregon's defense. They just have it.
Well, what's the stat that Dan Lanning hasn't lost with the Ducks when they allow 34 or less points?
It's something like that. It's 32, 33. Even in the Ohio State game last year at Autzen.
So if you hold them to 30, you win.
Is it possible that they just don't have an elite defense and never have?
It's possible.
Maybe.
I mean, there is this label. Like, I feel like we get a little lost in Oregon football up here. The rest of the country, Oregon has a lot of prove it as well.
Sure.
Maybe not on the Penn State level. James Franklin has really struggled against top 10 teams. But, I mean, and everybody likes Dan Lanning. He's doing a good job.
Yeah.
But, dude, I mean, like I said, in the true road games, top 25 road games, he is 1-2.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
He got smoked
in the playoff last year by Ohio State.
And look, your offense struggled in that until the second half.
They gave up 37 points in the Big Ten title game to Penn State.
And that's what I'm saying. And they gave up 500-plus yards. So what I want to see, win or lose, is this is supposed to, again, culmination of everything. You know, transfer portal and 4 years of recruiting. This is supposed to be an elite defense. And I want to see it just once in one of these games. Look, if you end up losing 24-27, I can live with that. What I don't want to see is a win or a loss and have it be 42-38. Because that's the one where I'm going to look at this and be like, yeah, I know they're good. Are they good enough?
Can they stop somebody when it counts?
Yes. And by the way, next week after Penn State, there's another one coming.
Yeah.
Indiana's offense is going to test you more than Penn
State's
offense.
They're humming. So, Cignetti doesn't care either.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's going to throw it all over. And they really challenge you in a lot of different ways. So
Google me, bitch.
I just think this is such a fun game for all those different reasons. I think Penn State is going to try to bully Oregon. If you want to try to nitpick one thing about Oregon is the defensive line, I'm not sure about it. Northwestern ran them out of their base defense. Oregon wants to play that 4-2-5. They want to play that nickel. Northwestern ran them out of it.
Well, you'll find out
this
weekend.
And something tells me that Penn State, and then you saw the Oregon State drive, the one drive they had, Penn State is going to line up and they are going to try to bully.
Yep.
Oregon, and then try to take shots over the shorts down over the top with Drew Aller.
Well, I think it becomes about red zone.
Yeah,
you know,
and I'll tell you what, from watching Penn State has been horrific in the red zone.
They are,
and horrific in situational football.
They're third, like and 85th short. In red zone percentage.
It is so weird, and they like
so that's where I go back to Oregon's defense, and I think well. They probably will get run on some.
Yeah.
But you...
Bow the back.
Bow up in the red zone.
Yep.
That's the key right there. Yep. You can win that game. You can give up a lot of yards in this game.
Yeah.
Bow up in the red zone. Because Penn State, you know Penn State, that's not... We just said, they're not a great red zone team.
Nope.
And they just have a history in these games of kind of...
Shooting themselves in the foot.
Like instead it should be up 14-3. Instead it's 6-3 or something.
Well, and remember,
like that.
They lost to Ohio State basically. Why? Because they couldn't punch it in. And also, too... For as dynamic as they're supposed to be, and I know they have a really good offensive coordinator, again, watching them in situational football, it's amazing to me how bland and boring and simplistic they are. And it's almost like they want to prove something, like we're gonna do this basic thing and we're bigger and stronger than you. And you're trying that against lesser competition and it's not working. And that's the part, like if you can't bully Nevada and Villanova in those situations, I'm not certain that they can bully Oregon.
But didn't we think that way about Penn State
they punched
going into the Big Ten title game
Absolutely.
Last year, and their offense was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Especially late.
Yeah.
Yep. So, all right, well, should be good. We'll have more on Oregon-Penn State on Friday when Dan Lanning joins us at 4, Joey Harrington at 5:30. Coming up next, our magical sports weekend that lies ahead. Let's take a look at it. But first,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.